Joining us now is Grand Marais' new case manager and instructor, Anita Josiah of the Arrowhead Economic Opportunity Agency, otherwise known as the AEOA. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, and thank you for inviting me today.
Good to have you back with us again. So today we're focusing on energy assistance. So talk a little bit about the program, how it works, that sort of thing for us.
Well, energy assistance season is in full swing. During last year's heating season, AEOA was able to help about 9,000 households keep their heat in their homes with energy assistance grants. That's EAP. Some people know it as that. Households received assistance with residential heating bills, energy-related repairs, and funding for crisis situations. So anyone who currently lives in St. Louis Lake or Cook County may apply for energy assistance through AEOA.
So the energy season is in full swing. Is the application process now in full swing?
Applications have been sent out. People who had applied last year received them in the mail. Oh. They're also available on our website and at our offices. And so for Cook County, at the office here in Grand Marais, people can stop in and pick up applications there if they want, or they can just go online and either fill it out online or print it out from our website too, www.aeoa.org.
Where's your office at if someone wanted to stop by and pick that up from you?
I'm right downtown across from the co-op in the building that is shared with the public utilities. You go in the door where the EDA sign is, where it says Cook County Grand Marais EDA, and I'm straight back the hallway in there.
Okay. Now, does it matter what kind of heating system you have to use this program, to qualify for this program?
No, it does not matter.
Okay, so if I've got a wood burner, I could still get some assistance to score some, if I can find some wood?
That one's can be a little complicated because it does have to be, you know, the funding goes directly to the provider, not to the person who owns the home or rents the home. So there needs to be a billing process and a bill received.
Okay. And you said renters are also eligible for this program?
Yes. For certain parts of it, they're eligible for the energy assistance with their residential heating bills, but you must own your own home if you need repairs to the furnace or heating system.
Okay, that makes sense. So if you are a renter, and would the person that owned the property be eligible to apply, or probably not, because they, as a rental property owner, I guess you would expect that they could handle their own expenses?
I'm not totally sure on that one because, I'm not the EAP expert. Okay. I'm kind of the representative in Grand Marais, but they can call our phone number and ask that question. The best number probably is the 800 number, which is 800-662-5711. We also have the 218-749-2912.
Okay. So if someone applies now, how long do they have to wait to get this funding? Is it a pretty quick turnaround if they have a need? I know it's not real cold out right now, so it's less of a concern, but if somebody keeps putting it off.
Yeah, the situation is we are accepting and processing applications, and we've actually already received over 4,600 applications this year.
Wow.
But the funding has not come through yet. It is grant funding through the state, and last year the funding came through towards the end of November, so we suspect it may come around that time and once the funding. So they're processing the applications, getting everything all ready and lined up so that when the funding comes through, they can notify people at that time.
Okay. Because the funding grant fund dependent, is there kind of a priority list of folks once you've got all the applications in, or is it just a yes, you qualify, and we'll see what we can do to help you once the money all comes in?
Pretty much the latter. They process them in the order received. And last year, everyone who applied and qualified did receive assistance.
Okay, that's good news. So who all would you encourage to apply for this?
There are some income guidelines, and that's on the website. And so it would be people with, having difficulty paying their residential heating bills, or in the situation of energy-related repairs or crisis situations. And I do want to emphasize with the to receive help for the furnace or heating system, you must own your own home. And AEOA must call out the repairman on your behalf. So you have to call AEOA first. Don't call the repairman. And then to receive those funds, your home must be in a no-heat situation due to a non-functioning furnace. And you must have fuel available and own your own home.
Okay. So there's a few more restrictions on that.
Yeah. And if you're in a crisis situation, call the 800 number. And they do try to turn that around within 12 to 24 hours. Again, that's 800-662-5711. And for propane, it must be below 20%. Other heat has to actually have been disconnected when it comes to the crisis situation. Some people may have a question about the LP because of what happened last year.
Yeah, boy, and that got expensive.
Yeah, and we don't know how this supply will be this year, but we hope it won't be as bad as last year. We've been told that the propane supply is better, so we're hopeful on that.
So I suppose if there's less money going out per household to pay for propane, then there's probably more households that could be served.
Yeah.
How many households did AEOA serve last year in Cook County, do you know?
In Cook County alone, AEOA served 257 households with crisis funds, energy assistance, and repaired furnaces, and in doing so put about $280,000 into our local economy.
That's pretty amazing. Well, thank you. We are talking with Anita Josiah. She is the new Arrowhead Economic Opportunity Agency case manager and instructor here in Grand Marais. Anita can be reached at 218-387-4547. Anything else you want to add, Anita?
I think we covered the main points. Thank you so much.
Yep. Again, to learn more about the programs and services offered through the Arrowhead Economic Opportunity Agency, visit their website at aeoa.org. Thanks for coming in today, Anita.
Thank you.